Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
6 o'clock on the nose. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
Thunder Boomers rolling in today. It was good this morning. I love the sound.
I'll be honest, I didn't hear it. I was out cold.
Doing the coma thing?
I've been binge-watching 13 Reasons Why Season 2.
Y'all.
Stayed up a little too late because I only had 2 episodes left and I wanted to finish them.
Did you make it all the way through, though?
I did. On my little tab, I had my headphones in so I wouldn't bother my husband.
I will zonk on Billions, the one on Showtime, the one with Paul Giamatti in them, and then I will try so desperately to make it through like 2 episodes at once that I'm halfway. I never make it through the second one.
And you got to start it over.
I know. And then you go back the next day, you're like, loser. You you're halfway through, and Kathy's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I fell asleep during Billions. How was the second season? I know there was a lot of concern about where it was going to go after the first.
It's intense.
Intense good or?
Intense. I cried. Some parts were really disturbing to watch.
A better message in the first season or still the same kind of addressing the same issues? That was a big concern.
Same issues, but taken to the next level.
Seriously?
Yes.
Teen censorship on this one, or not censorship's the wrong word, but you know what I mean.
I would say
your teens are watching it, you need to be aware of it.
I think you need to watch it with your teens and have a collective conversation.
I don't want to actively parent. Come on, man.
I know
that's what TV's for. I don't want to talk to them. This is one you need to sit down and watch.
You have to watch with your kids. I don't recommend letting them watch it alone.
Kind of like Midnight Express, the prison movie.
Yeah, very much.
Same
so.
Thing.
What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what have we got, Aaron?
It's a pair of passes to see the movie Hereditary at any participating AMC theater. The movie opens this Friday, June 8th. It's rated R, starring Toni Collette, Gabrielle Byrne, Ann Dowd, Millie Shapiro, and Alex Wolff. It's scary.
Scary as hell. And again, I mentioned it yesterday, 248-398-WCSX, caller 31. The more reviews I read about this, the more I want to go see this one, because my son Adam and I are both of, we don't like jump scare movies. It's not that we don't like them. It just seems to be too common with scary movies, which is why I liked Get Out, because remember I kind of built and you didn't know
what was
going
on? It's more of a thriller scary movie.
That's what I'm saying about this one.
Yeah.
That it builds and gets freaky.
No, I've watched 2 trailers so far and I'm like, I'm going to have to go see this one.
Yeah, I watched the new Wreck-It Ralph trailer and then I watched Hereditary, so I'm so conflicted right now. I have no idea.
Children's movie? Terrifying movie.
Huh, which one do you want to watch with the kids? All right, what's coming up in sports?
Well, a doubleheader split and a new pitcher joins the Tigers.
CSX Big Jim's House, 609, 59 degrees. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Tigers split the doubleheader with the Yankees at Comerica. New York won the first game 7-4. Night game, Detroit got the win 4-2. The Cats start a 3-game series in Boston against the Red Sox tonight, 7-10 first pitch.
Hold on, we have a message for the Yankees.
Hey, Yankees, you can take your apology out of your trophy and shove it straight up your ass.
Thank you, Tanner.
The Detroit Tigers have made Auburn right-handed pitcher Casey Mize the number 1 overall pick in the draft this year. Former Tigers manager Jim Leyland presented the selection on behalf of the team at the MLB Network Studios in New Jersey last night. Washington Capitals are on the verge of capturing the first title in their 43rd season after routing the Vegas Golden Knights 6-2 last night to take a commanding 3-1 series lead Game 5 Thursday night in Las Vegas. Do the Golden Knights come back?
I wouldn't bet against them. I wouldn't bet against them. And Washington's never won anything, it's to be close and finish. So I guess the really long answer was yes. I think they have a real good chance of doing this.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Dahmer's next. God, shut up, Jim.
Okay. After an extended maternity leave, new mom Serena Williams has withdrawn from the French Open. The 36-year-old was abruptly forced to unlace her sneakers because of a chest muscle injury that prevented her from stepping on the court. And you know Maria Sharapova was standing there going, phew, dodge that bullet.
Don't have to deal with that woman.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And Tito Santana's back picking the ponies, which means you can win tickets to Star Wars The Power of Costumes at the DIA. All that you need to do, text the keyword Tito, that's T-I-T-O, to 248-398-9279. We'll send his Belmont Steak picks right to your phone. If you beat or tie the 2-pound Chihuahua, you could win.
Right.
Belmont Steaks, of course, Saturday.
It's been so long, the gap. Justified, going for the Triple Crown.
Yep, it is the final leg of the Triple Crown.
I'm going to pick Justified. You have to. All right, coming up, I have a question for you.
Okay.
We're going to talk about canceling plans. We're going to talk about this from the perspective of age. How we react. What happens when somebody cancels plans? Start thinking about how do you feel when someone cancels plans? We'll get to it. We'll bring in our millennial producer, too, because I think there's... CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 619, a little bit of showers rolling through the area. Now, we have thunderstorms this morning. I want to get to talking about canceling plans, but first, I wanted to share what thunderstorms are referred to by a older weatherman in England.
So awesome.
He has different terms for it. Maybe you can share this with your friends today.
Damp, warm.
Yeah.
And also spits and farts.
Yes.
We've had spits and farts. You see, we had the first bank holiday.
Yeah.
3 days and thunderstorms. We've just had another bank holiday. 3 days and thunderstorms. And that's, they were unpredictable.
Is that what the farts are? The thunderstorms?
Yes. Yeah, well,
it's rain and thunder. Yeah, is that
you don't know when they're coming, do they? You see? you can't predict them.
So there you go. Now you guys know.
Spits and farts.
Spits and farts, because you never know when they're going to show up. That's the pop-up thunderstorms. Derek, careful, step your game up over at Fox 2, man. Bring it. Got to do that one. Want to see Hodak do that back in the day. Okay, now, when someone cancels plans, it's Tuesday, so maybe you look back on the weekend and go, you were going to do something, didn't happen. We'll start off with Aaron. Are you disappointed or relieved?
Depends on what it was.
Generally.
Relieved?
100% relieved.
So you guys fall into the scale. I'm disappointed when someone cancels plans. It bothers me. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I thought this was interesting because 53% of Americans say they're usually disappointed. 22% are actually relieved. It's based on age, though. 18 to 49, three times more likely to be relieved that they don't have to do anything because they'd rather be off and do something else.
That makes sense.
Isn't that wild?
I sometimes make plans just hoping they're going to get canceled so you get that little rush of relief.
Okay, we're going to consult a therapist after the show today.
Are you plans to have them canceled?
Yeah, are you sound you feel like the good person, you look like the good person by making the plans, and then somebody else cancels, so they look bad, and you look good for sticking to them, like, oh, I really wanted to go.
Okay, here's the other part of this, though.
Okay.
There are people in our lives, and we all have someone in our lives, or more than one person, who's a waffle. You know what I'm talking about? They will not say yes or no to anything. So they just won't commit, and then they string you along, and then sometimes they show, and sometimes they don't. You know what I'm talking about? I got friends mm-hmm. who like, and you get these group text messages, excuse me, and they can't say no, but they can't say yes. So you're like, hey, we're going to hang out in the house Saturday night. We're going to grill some burgers. You in? Oh, see what's up. That doesn't, oh, yeah. You coming over? Or yes or no? Hey, you know, see what's going on with the wife. What? They will not commit. Aaron, you're a person who does not like to say no.
Depends on what it is.
We've just, in our experience with you, generally, you don't like to say no to things. And I love that about you. You're in for everything.
Well, I don't want to miss out on stuff.
That's what I see right there. Did you hear her voice change? I don't want to miss out on anything.
I don't. That's the worst is when you talk to your friends and they're like, yeah, I had a great time and blah, blah, blah. And this happened and you weren't there. And you're like,
Do you overcommit?
No.
Okay.
I learned that comes with age, though. You learn how to share your time and not stretch yourself too thin.
Okay.
Younger days, yes. Overcommit, then I'd burn myself out. And
not calling you out, but I'm going to take a picture of the poster of our organizational thing in there, and then we'll talk about being overcommitted to stuff.
What are you talking about?
The 80,000 things you write up on the board every week? Come on now.
That's just organization. That's not overcommitting.
Sure. Ryan?
Yeah.
It's OCD. Leave me alone.
But the point about this, and getting back to canceling plans, are you disappointed or secretly relieved? You guys both say when someone cancels plans, you are secretly
relieved.
And I'm disappointed. Does that make me sad?
Yes.
Why? Is there something going on that I don't know about?
I think it's a little normal.
Oh, you're saying you two are abnormal?
I just get scared that if I commit to one thing, something better is going to come up, and then I'm going to be like, I'm committed to this golf outing this weekend. I'm still not sure I'm going to go.
And you're in a relationship right now, right? I'm just saying, you're in a relationship.
Okay. She's not up yet. She can't hear any of this.
Oh, you can't. CSX, Big Jim's House, 634, 59 degrees. Some showers rolling through the area. They'll clear out. Going to be around 70 for a high, man. Beautiful day. This story came out, and I was kind of shocked by this. A band that we all know and love did a song they swore they would never do again.
For the first time in 35 years.
So think about that, though. How many bands do you know? I can't think off the top of my head of another band that just refuses to play a song. I know there's like, Pat Benatar doesn't like to sing the song of Put Another Notch in My Lipstick Case when she's doing Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Yeah.
So she doesn't sing it. She lets the crowd do it because they want to hear it. But a song that a band just will not do anymore. They refuse to do for whatever reason. 248-398-WCSX or student. And the reason being, like Aaron just mentioned, for the first time in 35 years, Styx played Mr. Roboto live. Now it's a band's cell phone video, so obviously it's not perfect, but still, this is them. So there they are. So 35 years ago, though, that's what got Dennis DeYoung out of Styx. Tommy Shaw left the stage. They were so disgusted with that album that they swore they would never do it live again, and Dennis was gone. Now, we have posted Dennis's, how would you describe his Facebook comments? Vindictive is what he said. He says he's vindicated, but there's more. He wrote a lot. We get the whole thing. We'll text it to you. Of course, the key word is
Styx.
Yeah, for Mr. Roboto. I like Mr. Roboto.
He seems a little bitter.
Oh my, little, you think? Wow.
That was sarcasm.
Oh my God, man. It's crazy. He talks about Tommy Shaw walking off stage in this quote. It is unbelievable. You think about it, though. You ever been to a Styx concert, we would all yell out Mr. Roboto, right? And they never did it. I can't think of a classic rock band that refuses to do one of their biggest hits other than Styx.
The only other person I can think of is when she's not classic rock is Madonna.
Didn't want to do certain. I didn't know that. Didn't want to do certain songs.
Yeah, she won't do Holiday or Like a Virgin.
Well, the Like a Virgin thing makes sense. Anyway,
indeed.
Yeah. So if you want to check it out and see what Dennis DeYoung said, he feels vindicated now. Styx played Mr. Roboto for the first time live in 35 years. We'll text it to you 248-398-WCSX. Of course, the keyword is
Styx.
Here you go, Dennis. CSX, Big Jim's House, Styx, and Mr. Roboto. The reason we're playing it was, for the first time in 35 years, the band Styx performed it live, which they said they would never do, and Dennis DeYoung feels vindicated. We will send you a video of that, and Dennis DeYoung's basically rant on Facebook. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
Styx.
But we're talking about songs that bands won't play live, with hits, you know, the ones they just won't. We've been looking this up, trying to figure it out. You said Madonna.
She wouldn't do Like a Virgin or Holiday.
Okay, all right.
I know Radiohead for a long time would not play Creep.
Really? It's a huge song.
But I think they just got burnt out on it.
I know, but if I pay money to go, I've always been at this, like, if I pay money to go see a band, I don't mind the new music, but I expect to play the hits. I mean, there's a reasonable expectation they're going to play it. But, you know, Paul Simon, well, he was doing a thing, I think, about a week ago where he had screwed up the lyrics to a song. So he punished himself by singing one of his older songs that he hates, that he would never do live. But
I suppose if you're on tour, think about this, though. If you're on tour, especially the classic rock artists, they've been on tour for like 40 plus years doing the same songs for 40 plus years. At what point are you just like, I can't do this anymore?
I don't know. When Seger talks about it, he says he loves to hear it live because every time he does it, it just kind of he feeds off the response of the audience too. So I don't know. 248-398-WCSX. Hi, good morning, CSX.
Jimmy, this is Kevin.
Hi, bud.
Hey, Bob Seger does not do 2+2 Is On My Mind. It's live.
You know, I get that, but I guess the thing we're talking about is like a hit. I mean, Mr. Roboto was a monster song.
Oh yeah. So 2+2 He just, for some reason, I've seen him 6 or 7 times live, and he's never done the song.
All right. Okay, that's one. Aaron, you just tell us about which Neil Young one?
Heart of Gold. He won't perform that live.
He won't perform Heart of Gold live. So there you go, man. Okay, so we're not alone in this. Thanks, bud.
Have a great day.
There you go, man. 248-398-WCSX. The REM song, which one was that?
Shiny Happy People. They hate that one. And then I remember reading a story about Robert Plant and his hate for Stairway to Heaven.
So he won't do it live?
Well, apparently his disdain for that song had put the kibosh on a reunion for the band for decades because he didn't want to perform it.
Oh.
He called it a wedding song.
He's a grumpy old man. He's very talented, but yeah, he gets kind of grumpy. Now, here's a question for you. Fleetwood Mac's going to be here in October, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Buckingham is no longer in the band. Do they do the Lindsey Buckingham Fleetwood Mac songs without him there?
That's kind of weird.
I think they do. I think they do. I mean, you got to imagine they're gonna do it live with these guys. CSX, CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. 703, 59 degrees. Rain's hopefully out of the area. I haven't stepped outside this morning. Hopefully it's kind of moving away a little bit.
The sun is starting to...
peek through?
Peek through.
Morning has broken? Like the first... Never mind, we'll see. All right, coming up next. The game that we all love to play. It's not what or where, but...
Who the hell bought it?
And the prize, if you can guess which one of us spent the monies, a pair of tickets to see Steven Tyler at Soundboard, June 27th.
And dinner at the Assembly Line Buffet.
You qualify for. You'll get qualified for that. So that's a great venue. So intimate to see Steven Tyler, get up close to him.
And then you get to go grub, possibly.
Or rub his hair. Bye, Steve. CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 707, 59 degrees. Beautiful day in store, actually. Going to get to around 70. I'm going to swing by Home Depot on the way home, get the rest of the mulch, and get the yard done today. Squad goals?
Wow, it's the 5th of June. Just saying.
No, you can't use that line. Just saying.
Why not? Why can I not? Because it's the 5th of June and you're just now going to get your yard done?
It's almost done. I didn't say all of it. I just said I want to finish the mulch. It's a little touch-ups, like 8 bags.
Yeah.
Right. It's time to play the game show where it's not what or where, but
who the hell bought it?
Okay. Explain the game to everyone, Aaron.
Okay. We have a receipt that is from somewhere. And you need to tell us whether it is producer Ryan's receipt, Big Jim's receipt, or my receipt.
Okay. And you're playing for a pair of tickets to see Steven Tyler at Soundboard, Motor City Casino, June 27th. All winners qualify for dinner for two, the night of the show at the Assembly Line Buffet. Tickets on sale now at the box office and Ticketmaster locations.
Okay. This is from the Peterborough. 1 3-piece cheeseburger roll for $7.95. 1 beef fried rice for $13.95. 1 almond chicken for $14.95. And 1 iced tea for $3. Subtotal $39.85. With tax, a grand total of $42.24, paid for with a Visa.
Okay, here we go. So which one of us did that? Went to the Peterborough. Myself, is it Aaron V or producer Ryan? 248-398-WCSX. It's a game that we like to call
Who the Hell Bought It?
We'll get to the phones next, see if we can get a winner. Don't bring me down. CSX, Big Jim's House. Coming up about 10 minutes here, you think your dog makes weird noises. We're going to take it to a next level.
This is my new favorite animal.
Oh, I know. This is Aaron's Giggle Fest, man. It is. It's the damnedest thing. We'll get to it in about 10 minutes, but I had a question. So last night we were heading out of the house, and I live in Waterford, kind of the back way to Pine Knot, if you know the area, DTE there. So we were driving up to just go get some Mexican food last night and couldn't get around all this traffic. And I'm going, what concert? So like the one way that I normally go on Pine Knot Road was blocked. There were cars, like 20, 30 cars. So, you know, being the local, I kind of cut across and go the other way. Sashabaugh Road. Cars, wall of cars, all going to Pine Knob. Tour buses, like 2 tour buses. So finally make it over to the Mexican restaurant. We're sitting there and our waitress, I said, what's going on? What's the show tonight? And she goes, no, it's the graduation for Clarkston High School. They use Pine Knob, DTE. So what? I mean, like, you know, a lot of people do this where they go to Freedom Hill or like my kid graduated. They went to OU, I think. But she says, yeah, it's 4 hours long.
What?
Thank you. That can't be real. There's no way. She was very serious, though, and I have no reason not to believe her, but she said the graduation ceremony is 4 hours.
I could not sit through that.
248-398-WCSX. Does that sound right? A 4-hour graduation ceremony?
That's when you pray like your last name is in the first 5 letters of the alphabet, so you can just dip out of there after your kid gets their diploma.
Aaron, what's your last name? Aaron.
Yeah. Like,
I'm out of here. We're going to leave now. 4 hours, though. That can't be right. It's not that big of a school.
4 hours?
I don't know that even college ceremonies go on for 4 hours.
I think ours was like an hour, maybe a little over an hour with the speeches and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I don't, you know, the valedictorian says something, the principal says something, the
guest speaker says something.
And then off you go. 4 hours, man. That can't be right. 248-398-WCSX.
If I'm sitting there for 4 hours, you better have a buffet. I'm just saying.
What is that crunchy noise? Aaron's eating wings.
Seriously, 4 hours? You're like hungry after about two.
Better have an open bar. She's a good. CSX, Big Jim's House, Cheap Trick there. Of course, he'll be out of Pine Knob on Friday night with Poison, as a matter of fact. So we'll, that's a quite a bill, actually, to have both those guys out there, both bands.
Nothing but a good time.
Huge. Nice reference there. Way to pull that one. But speaking of Pine Knob, this happened to me last night. If you don't know, I live in Waterford, and I live the back way to Pine Knob. I live about 2 miles from DTE. So last night, we were going to go out to dinner, and I could not get to the Mexican restaurant because there was traffic everywhere. And I'm like, what concert is going on? I mean, it was, I'm hard pressed to think of a show that they had traffic backed up that much. There were tour buses. We finally get to the Mexican restaurant. We had to drive all the way around. Like, we had to circumvent like a 5 mile loop to get away from Pine Knob. And we find out that it was the high school graduation for Clarkston.
That's insane.
And they had all these people and they were going to graduate at Pine Knob. And then our waitress tells us, she says, you know, that's a 4 hour ceremony. Which I called shenanigans, and you and I are talking about it in the studio, Aaron, going, come on. It's not really a four-hour ceremony. How many people did you have when you graduated Mount Clemens High?
Maybe 80?
It says I'm like, I a four-hour ceremony, but is this Pat? Pat, go ahead, man.
Hey, yeah, I graduated in 1982 from Clarkston. We had our ceremony at Pine Knob DTE, and it was that long because we had a class of 600 or more.
Wow.
4 hours.
Yes.
Holy crap, man. All right. Is this Pat?
That was 82.
Okay. It's definitely bigger now. All right, Pat. Hey, thanks for calling, bud.
All right. Bye.
Hi, CSX.
Hi, this is Taylor from Clarkston.
Hi. So is that true about the ceremony?
It is. It really is. I graduated back in 2011, and we had about 650 students, and it lasts that long.
Oh, my God.
How did you make it through all of that? Did you have snacks?
You couldn't bring in snacks, but people did sneak some in, and you just kind of have to just sit through it and bear and grin it.
Oh, my God. All right, no. Not a four-hour graduation ceremony. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. All right, well, okay. Apparently it's true. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. So, there we go.
I just got a message from Corinne who says Utica Community Schools graduate all four high schools on the same day, about 3.5 hours apart. The last school will start their graduation at 7:30 p.m. They used to have it at the Palace, but now it's at DTE.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this 4 hours for graduation ceremony.
See, I was thinking about this, though. When I graduated, there was no school of choice. You had to go to the school that was in your neighborhood.
Okay.
So Mount Clemens isn't that big of a city, so we didn't have a lot of kids, so our graduations tended to be smaller. But I didn't realize that many people lived out in Clarkston.
I couldn't pay attention for 4 hours. At a graduation ceremony?
Hell no. I'd be sleeping.
No.
Exactly.
Aaron, it's your kid. I'm with you. Oh, by the way, didn't forget. Promise we would have the dog for you. We're going to play this here right now. By the way, Cedar Point tickets coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. But this dog showed up on video. Now, if you want to see it, we will text it to you. Of course, the keyword is
dog.
Shocking. This is a singing dog. This is not made up. You ready?
You cannot keep interrupting. No. I'm having
That's a
I'm
dog.
Having a conversation. No. Walter, I'm right here, baby. Stop embarrassing me again. You're getting me in trouble.
That's a real dog.
I love it.
It's the damnedest thing. The dog's just singing at her from the window in the car like... So here's Aaron when she finds out the graduation ceremony's 4 hours at Clarkston High.
You cannot keep interrupting. I'm having a conversation. Walter, I'm right here, baby.
That one.
His name is Walter.
That's enough. Stop embarrassing me again. You're getting me in trouble.
It's not edited. That's really the dog. Again, we'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
dog.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 811. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning. Getting about 70 for a high today. So, the Motor City, ladies and gentlemen, has made the list of top 15 Bridezilla cities.
Well done, Detroit.
Number 3 behind New York and San Francisco. I was asking Aaron in the studio. I've never been a bride. There was that one time in the Navy that we don't talk about. But... do you get leeway because you're the bride and you're stressed out? It's a huge deal. Is there some Bridezilla that you can get away with?
No.
No? 248-398-WCSX. I would love to hear some Bridezilla stories. If we're number three in the country, they got to be out there.
I mean, you're planning your dream wedding, and I get it. It's stressful, and you want everything to be perfect. But if you become so demanding that people want to punch you in the throat,
right,
then there's a problem.
That was a very specific punch, by the way. It was very specific.
Well, I couldn't say the other thing I wanted to say. I had to censor myself.
Hold on. Diane, go ahead.
Like, best friend from high school, so longtime friend, asked me to be a bridesmaid in her wedding, and I got pregnant, and she kicked me out of her wedding. I was miserable. I was heartbroken because, obviously, for when I was pregnant, so
yeah,
a little bit more emotional than normal, but
wow.
I was more so, I think, angry, so I didn't. At that point, I didn't care. I didn't want to be in her wedding.
Wow. All right. Thanks for calling in there. You kick somebody. Is that Bridezilla-ish?
Yes.
Okay.
It depends on why you kicked them out, though, too.
But you kicked them out for being pregnant?
Yeah, because they won't look right standing there in the dress. That's probably why.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole TV show dedicated to Bridezilla.
Exactly. That's what they're saying. So we are number three in the country. We are your Bridezilla city. It scares me, the whole thing. Is there such thing as a Groomzilla?
Yes.
No, we just show up. We're just supposed to stand up there with our tuxedo on, not do anything.
Nope. I have a friend that was, his name is Matt. He's probably listening this morning, but
hi, Matt.
I wanted to murder him.
Seriously?
Yep. When
a groomzilla.
He was horrid.
Okay. We got a couple calls coming in here. We're going to talk about Bridezilla stories. We would love to hear yours. We will change your voice. We will delete names, whatever we need to do to make sure that you're safe, because if they're once a Bridezilla, will they always be a Bridezilla about that moment if you bring it up?
I think so. I think some people just tend to be extremely high maintenance and demanding, period. Huh. And then when you incorporate the stress of a wedding into their everyday life, you're just begging for it. It just magnifies it.
All right, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 821, 60 degrees. Congratulations, Motor City. You're number three in the country for Bridezilla cities. According to the show Bridezilla, number three behind New York and San Francisco. Way to go, Motor City. 248-398-WCSX. We've been talking about Bridezilla stories. We've been getting a couple in.
Bridezilla made her bridesmaids dye their hair brown so she could be the only blonde. And then she also charged $80 a guest for dinner at her wedding.
Whoa. I don't spend that much in the entire family for dinner, much less myself. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Let me see, Marie, grandma story. Okay, go ahead.
My grandma had lived with my parents and myself since I was in the second grade. And when I was 26, my best friend was getting married. I was already married. I was pregnant. And the day before her wedding, my grandma passed away. And I was absolutely devastated. And the next morning, the day of the wedding, she actually looked at me and her exact words were, "Don't cry. It's my wedding day."
Really?
And our friendship has never been the same since. I mean, I was her maid of honor. Wow. And our friendship, like I said, has never been the same.
Wow. Thank you for the call.
Wow.
That. Dude. 248-398-WCSX. Detroit, number three, Bridezilla City. Based on that call, what you just read, seems valid. 248-398-9279, our studio number. CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, and the year that Bosom Buddies was on that we played the clip from?
1980.
All right. Congratulations to our winner there. More of those Poison Cheap Trick tickets all day today here at CSX. Now, the opening band is not a band on Friday night. A lot of people are like, well, who's opening before Cheap Trick and Poison? It's a dog. We have audio of the singing dog.
You want to hear
the singing dog? Walter, the singing dog. Here you go.
You cannot keep interrupting. No. I'm having a conversation. No. Walter, I'm right here, buddy.
That part right there.
Stop embarrassing me again. You're getting me in trouble.
Love that dog. Love, love that dog.
A little French bulldog named Walter.
Just singing along, man. And we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
dog.
I don't know. Does Tito do that? Anything even remotely like that? He just barks at everything.
No, he's not a super barker, but he does this funny growl thing that we think is hysterical because he only weighs 2 pounds.
Yes.
He does like this growl and he'll walk with his chest puffed out like he's all tough and does this low growl. And we're like, no one is scared of you. Just stop it. You weigh 2 pounds.
But in his world, he's going to wreck someone.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. Okay. It's called doggy delusion. It's all guys have it. Maybe someday we'll teach him to do this.
You cannot keep interrupting.
It does sound like some chant, doesn't it?
I'm having a conversation.
You got to see the video. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
dog. It's like Lola.
It is. CSX, Big Jim's house. Julian Jordan coming in next. We're going to wrap up the show here. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Want to say hi to Cindy, Luigi, Tina, Jamie, and Gazi at Roseanne's Kitchen, 15 miles just east of Gratiot in Clinton Township. That's actually been changed to Darlene's Kitchen. Anyway.
The point of that, though, yeah. I eat there all the time. We go there for breakfast all
Do
the
you?
Time. Yes.
Okay.
Amazing. Wait staff, phenomenal. Food is so delicious, and they have a great, like, $4.99 breakfast. Just okay. saying.
Can you mention Roseanne's or is it now Darlene's Kitchen?
No, it's Roseanne's.
Okay. It'll hit you in a second.
We just call it Rosie's.
Never mind.
No, I got the joke.
Did you?
Okay. I'm skipping right over it.
Look at her. Okay. Stay focused today. Hey, our two-hour takeover for Big Jim's house. We want to come to your job and bring you lunch from Buffalo Wild Wings. It is really easy. All you got to do is tell us about it. You can email us. Of course, the house email address simply is
BigJim'sHouse@WCSX.com, but we've made it even easier for you. We'll send you all the info right to your phone. Just text the keyword lunch.
And tell us why you deserve the two-hour break, and or you've got a really cool job or something. I don't care what it is. We'll do it. We're not afraid. Are you into operating heavy equipment? If you're in Flat Rock right now, I want to build a Mustang. We can do it in 2 hours, right?
I want to drive a Hilo.
They built a car in Gung Ho in less than 2 hours with Michael Keaton. We can do this. So seriously, two-hour takeover. We'll bring lunch for the office or the shop or wherever you work, your school, whatever it is. Text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
lunch.
Always look on the bright.
Tomorrow, another round of Battle of the Burbs for Steven Tyler tickets.
Oh, man. The West Side is discouraged.
The West Side is within 4, I think.
3.
Really?
It's that close now.
And East Side, but last year was all over this, so we'll play that. What would you do Wednesday? We'll be talking about.
Oh, this is a good one. It involves dating apps and why you shouldn't go on there if you're married.
And we'll also talk about time travel because apparently I'm the only sane one in the studio. You two are like buying this 100%.
Because it's real, man.
It's not real.
It's real.
We'll talk about time travel tomorrow. Jolene's next. Bye.
Always look up.